If you enjoy Paralyzed, make sure to check out the other audio dramas Seven Lamb Productions produces, including Story, which is a dramedy about five friends walking across the country after graduating college. We're going to put a special clip at the end of Paralyzed, so stay tuned after the credits, and you can listen to a clip of Story by Seven Lamb Productions. Thanks. Enjoy the next episode of Paralyzed.
Seven Lamb presents Paralyzed. Chapter 10, Pain for Peace, Part 1.
Steve and I ran downstairs to see Roland, Julia, and Charlie waiting in the dark living room.
What's going on?
That motherfucker is coming this way. Trust? Shit. Charlie, get a weapon.
I am too drunk for this.
Get a goddamn weapon.
Charlie went to the fireplace and grabbed the fire poker. Julia ran into the kitchen.
Julia!
She quickly ran back with a large knife in hand. Roland and I readied our guns. Steve held up his bat.
Is he calling on his fucking minions?
We all stood in the living room, our backs together. I stared at the front door. We could hear the creatures outside moving around.
How many are there?
Roland and Julia ran their flashlights along the walls, following the outside movement.
Kitchen window.
They're trying to come in.
What the fuck do they want with us, man?
To kill you, Charlie. That's it. Let them come in.
Oh, fuck that. They can stay outside.
Where's Trust?
Who the fuck cares?
Oh, shit. There's Trust.
Through the small window in the front door, we could see the porcelain doll mask staring at us. It was barely visible with the couch blocking the door. His head tilted slightly as he peered in.
Jesus Christ!
What's he doing? What's he doing?
Watching us. I have a shot.
It didn't do anything before.
That's why I'm not firing.
Fuck that! Shoot the son of a bitch!
It doesn't hurt him.
Do it anyway!
Shut up, Charlie!
The porcelain doll mask disappeared from view. The door splintered.
He's coming in!
Shoot him!
I don't see him anymore.
Shoot him!
Shut up!
What about the back door?
What about it? That came from the dining room.
I turned around to see a creature crawling down the hallway.
Holy shit!
I aimed, but Steve jumped in front of me and raised his bat. He brought it down on the creature as it lunged.
Kitchen.
Steve continued to bash the creature into a bloody pulp when another creature came running in from the kitchen.
Oh my god!
I jumped in front of Julia and fired. The creature fell back from the bullets and Steve put it out of its misery.
The door! The fucking door!
Help me block it!
Roland ran over to the door and held the vertical couch in place. Charlie tried pushing the near bookshelf over to help. It left the window exposed, but we had to block the door. The axe head was poking through.
Charlie, look!
Lock the window with something else.
What?
Find something.
We have more coming from the dining room.
I turned around to see two more creatures crawling through the hall. Steve swung his bat wildly. The couch toppled over, but Roland and I pushed the bookshelf against the door and held it there. Julia helped Charlie move the coffee table from the fireplace to the window. As soon as they did, a creature crawled out of the fireplace. It slashed at Julia's legs.
Holy shit!
I fired at the creature. Everything was happening in slow motion. Julia was crawling backwards, blood running down her leg. Charlie was jabbing the creature with a fire poker as it clawed at him. I held the bookshelf in place as Roland lifted the couch by herself in an effort to block the kitchen entrance. Steve continued to fight off the two creatures in the hall with his now bloodied bat. I closed my eyes and put all my strength into holding the bookshelf steady. Truss was trying his hardest to break through. When I reopened my eyes, I saw the Shadow Man in the corner of the room. Help. Help. The Shadow Man slowly glided over to me. He towered over me. I looked up into his dark, blank face. A bright flash of lightning and everything went white. I couldn't breathe. Then everything faded.
Calm down. You're okay.
What happened?
He fainted.
Thanks for the help, buddy.
Trust? The creatures?
Gone.
I sat up. I was on the living room floor. Debris lay strewn about. Everyone was covered in blood. But at least everyone was still here. Where did they go?
Lightning struck the barn. Then they fled.
Yeah, you fainted right after that.
It's still burning.
Julia's leg was bandaged. I slowly got up and went to the window. They were right. The barn was on fire. Flames rose into the cloudy sky.
What if it spreads? Burns everything down?
The rain will put it out.
Oh, just what we needed, more rain.
When I turned around, I saw Steve eyeing me. He didn't say anything and didn't try to hide the fact he was staring. He rested the bat on his shoulder and walked into the kitchen.
David, we're not safe here.
No, we're not.
Roland took a swig of whiskey.
Can I?
Here.
Charlie chugged some down.
We're not staying here another night. Tomorrow we're leaving.
And how the fuck do we do that?
I don't know, but rest up. Tomorrow we leave, even if we have to fight our way out.
Roland didn't seem herself. She stumbled out of the room.
Is she serious?
I hope she has a better plan than fighting our way out.
I turned my attention back to the fire. A drop of rain hit the window.
And it starts again.
An hour later, and we had barricaded everything as best as we could once again. We threw the dead creatures outside on the porch. Roland was still acting weird. At one point, I saw her take two pills and chase them down with whiskey. Steve was also acting weird, very quiet. Julia and I went into the kitchen and got some tea and talked things over. An hour later, Roland appeared. She told me to get some sleep. That she would stay up and wake me in 3 hours. Then she would get some sleep before morning. Then, we'd plan our escape.
There he is, lumbering around the house like a fucking creep. You want some?
No.
And he's back to speaking.
Yeah, go ahead. Drink some more.
Hey, I plan on being plenty drunk since tomorrow the plan is to fucking run and hope not to die.
What?
Roland thinks we should fight our way out.
Yeah, of course she does. You really want to follow someone that fucked up?
Fucked up?
She's been popping pills since the moment she got here. Not to mention booze.
Now, who can blame her?
Fuck Roland.
Might want to keep your voice down. They're in the kitchen.
No, they're all in the dining room sleeping in shifts.
Oh.
What if I said I had a better plan?
Than running?
Yeah.
I would wonder what it is.
Well, did you notice the fire went out?
No, but I've been sitting here watching TV. I know what you're thinking, but the TV doesn't work, Charlie. But it does if you use your imagination. Right now I'm watching Shark Tank. They invested in some monster-killing weapons known as a bat. Doubles as sports equipment. Have you heard of it? Oh, shit, look, you got one already. Did you get that off QVC?
Yo, how about you stop running your mouth for a minute and let me talk?
Of course, sir.
The fire's out. Half the barn's gone. But you know what's in the barn?
Cows.
A tractor.
So?
We can use that to leave.
A tractor? You know how fast a tractor is? Those creatures would be on us in fucking seconds.
Most tractors can go at least 20 miles an hour.
Hardly fast enough.
Yeah, and what if I said we didn't need to go fast because we wouldn't be running away from anything?
I would say you haven't been paying attention the last 2 days.
You don't think it's odd that the kid faints at the same moment there's a lightning strike that causes all the creatures to flee?
I find about everything odd right now.
That kid did something.
Our special snowflake has a name. It's David.
Can you fucking focus?
So what if he did?
Don't you see, we're trapped in that kid's fucking nightmare.
David's nightmare.
I think the only way you or I or any of us get out of this is if we put David out of his misery.
Are you serious?
There's a gun in the house.
How do you know?
Julia's father's a hunter. I saw a picture of him with his rifle in the bedroom. I'm gonna go find it.
You don't know that killing him will end this.
Did you see the bandages on his wrists?
Yeah.
He's already tried to put an end to this once, but failed. We can end this.
We?
I need your help, Charlie.
Paralyzed. Written and edited by Robert M. Lamb. Starring Robert M. Lamb as David. Amy LeRae as Roland. Kaylin Boyd as Julia. Jack Austin as Joel and Charlie. Ashley York as Esther. Ashley Carsano as Beth. Brian Messick as Steve. And Brett Wilkins as Alan. Co-starring Adam Jetmore, Ryan Wiggs, Ariel Zadok, and Ryan Grosjean. Music provided by Eldritch Chachala of Nemesis Black at ReverbNation.com/Nemesis Black, Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com, and Dylan Mixer at DMixMusic.com. If you enjoy Paralyzed, don't forget to rate and review on iTunes. Now a clip from Story.
The animal is stomping around our tent. Liz tapped on our tent door. At least I hoped it was Liz.
You guys hear that?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm too drunk for this.
I'm too high for this. What if it's a wolf?
Let's just stay calm.
I can't stay calm. I'm nervous as fuck. Why did I smoke? I knew better than that. Never smoke when you sleep in the woods. Damn it, Anders. Why don't I listen to myself?
What are you doing?
I'm putting on my shoes.
For what?
I'm gonna make a run for it.
A run for it? Where?
To the road.
Anders, no!
Calm down.
I don't want to get eaten by a bear.
I don't think it's a bear.
Okay, a wolf. Whatever, bear, wolf.
I don't think it's a wolf either.
Moose, whatever it is.
Moose don't eat people.
I know what a moose is. I'm running.
John, don't let him do that. Anders, you idiot. You're going to hurt yourself.
I'm doing it.
No, Anders.
Anders unzipped the tent and burst out.
Anders!
I chased Anders through the wooded area. Even though he stumbled, he was able to run fast. He reached the fence and jumped over. I heard the animal behind me running. Holy shit, it was right behind me. It was chasing me. What the hell was it? I reached the fence and lunged. I launched myself over the fence and fell face first into the dirt and grass.
Holy shit. Look.
Oh my god. A horse. It was a fucking horse.
Another horse trotted up. We were camped out in private property, so it wasn't that odd. Most of the land around here was farmland.
Oh, Jesus.
Sorry, John. I panicked.
Story is currently in its first season, so if you'd like to check it out, you can go to iTunes or Stitcher, or go to 7lamb.com. That's the number 7, L-A-M-B.com.
This has been a 7lamb production.